Canada's economy shed 41,700 jobs in August, while the unemployment rate held at 6.4%. Statistics Canada reported Friday, defying economists' expectations of a 15,000 job gain and snapping a string of strong hiring reports. Public sector employment fell for a third straight month, even as manufacturing added about 22,000 positions. But economists say the pullback suggests the labor market may have been losing steam before the latest 50% U.S. tariffs on $28 billion in Canadian goods took effect. The decline halts a run of hiring that had pushed the jobless rate to its lowest point in 2 years, and it lands as Ottawa prepares to impose counter-tariffs on American products on September 8 following the late August collapse of trade talks with Washington. Ontario and Quebec bore the brunt of the decline, with cuts landing on utilities, natural resources, and the business, building, and other support services industry, as well as the public sector. Public sector payrolls dropped by 20,000 last month and are now down 78,000 since May. Manufacturing's gain of 22,100 positions, a 1.2% monthly increase, concentrated mostly in Ontario, essentially reversed declines recorded earlier in 2026, leaving employment in the sector little changed from a year ago. Royce Mendes, Desjardins Group Managing Director, observed that the soft reading points to a job market that may have been under strain before the newest duties arrived. That said, the headline underperformance could just be a normalization after a period of outsized hiring, Mendes wrote in a note to clients. The three-month average of employment gains, a gauge economists use to smooth out monthly swings, slid from more than 60,000 in July to roughly 17,000 in August. Longer-run figures remain firmer. Employment was 217,000 higher than a year earlier, or 1%, with the growth concentrated in healthcare and social assistance, up 129,000, information, culture, and recreation, up 49,000, and transportation and warehousing, up 47,000. Those gains were partly offset by wholesale and retail trade, which shed 55,000 positions over the same 12 months, the steepest decline of any industry. Much of the annual increase came in a single stretch, with employment rising a cumulative 181,000 from April to July as the unemployment rate fell half a percentage point. Andrew Hensick, director and senior economist at TD Economics, called the August result disappointing, but wrote in a note to clients, according to the Canadian press, that a step backwards is not a major surprise after a run of hot reports. He pointed to the unchanged unemployment rate, still 0.7 percentage points below where it sat a year ago, as the more telling figure, while flagging new U.S. tariffs and Canada's pending counter-tariffs as a downside risk to the outlook. The Canadian result contrasted sharply with the U.S., where employers added 162,000 jobs in August against expectations of 55,000, and the unemployment rate stayed at 4.1%. Revisions to the two prior months turned July's previously reported decline into a gain of 21,000 positions. The weak Canadian report has sharpened debate over the breakdown of trade negotiations. Rudyard Griffiths, the co-founder and publisher at The Hub, and Sean Spear, The Hub's editor-at-large and co-founder, argued that the framework reached in Washington on August 18 would have preserved tariff-free access for the bulk of Canadian exports while cutting the U.S. auto tariff to 15% from 25% and steel and aluminum duties to 25% from 50% under a quota system, in exchange for Canada lifting its retaliatory tariffs. Walking away from a deal to protect the sector, which represents 0.7% of GDP, at the expense of other parts of the economy seems short-sighted, they wrote. Griffiths and Spear also contended that betting on friendlier terms after the U.S. midterm elections or the 2028 presidential vote carries heavy risk, since the president retains broad delegated authority over tariffs and protectionist sentiment now reaches well beyond Donald Trump. Holding out, therefore, means accepting an escalating trade war for the next 2 years, and possibly longer, in the hope that future American elections produce more felicitous conditions for negotiations, they wrote, adding that the strategy would leave parts of the economy dependent on something close to pandemic-era government support. The trade dispute has already weighed on the broader outlook. The Bank of Canada projects gross domestic product will end 2026 about 1.5% below its pre-tariff path, with roughly half the shortfall reflecting reduced potential output, according to a McDonald Laurier Institute (MLI) report. The federal budget released last November set out a plan to reduce the federal workforce by about 40,000 positions, or 10%, through attrition and voluntary departures, a backdrop to the continuing slide in public sector employment. Canada's retaliatory measures against American goods are scheduled to take effect Sept 8, a step that could draw a further response from the White House. In August, Canada lost 41,700 jobs, maintaining an unemployment rate of 6.4%, contrary to economists' expectations of a job gain. The decline was driven by significant cuts in the public sector, which saw a loss of 20,000 jobs, while manufacturing added 22,000 positions. This downturn occurs as Canada prepares to impose counter-tariffs on U.S. goods following failed trade negotiations. The job market shows signs of strain, with year-over-year employment growth remaining positive, but the recent job losses raise concerns about the impact of escalating trade tensions on the economy. Ask about this article, or anything in Canadian politics, economics, and public policy, powered by the Hub's 5,000-article archive and deep area expertise. Comments, 0.